Many of Wall Street's biggest and most powerful investment banks have agreed to pay almost $1.5 billion to settle allegations they misled investors with bad research. The firms have also agreed to take steps to make their research divisions more independent. The settlement with government regulators is meant to address charges the firms often made dubious stock recommendations to the public simply to win investment banking contracts. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
State and federal regulators had spent months trying to put together a settlement that would be acceptable to the big Wall Street firms, but would also satisfy an investing public angry about the long stream of corporate and financial abuses that have taken place recently. Today, they unveiled terms they hope will punish the industry, but also change the status quo at the firms. New York Attorney General Eliot Spitzer played a key role in the talks.
This has been only about one thing. It has been about ensuring that retail investors get a fair shake. Retail investors know there is no guaranteed return in the market. They know there is risk. But the one thing they deserve is honest advice and fair dealing. That is what this deal is designed to produce.
The talks between regulators and the firms grew out of the many recent corporate scandals. Critics said stock analysts who were supposed to advise investors about what to buy or sell had often been slow to face up to problems at the companies they cover. Spitzer's office presented evidence that some analysts had privately disparaged certain stocks, even as they were recommending them to the public, in an effort to help their firms win the lucrative business of underwriting stock and bond offerings. The settlement will not protect individuals from criminal prosecution, but Stephen Cutler, director of enforcement at the Securities and Exchange Commission, said it would force big Wall Street firms to strengthen the wall of separation between their research analysts and their investment bankers.
Analysts won't report to investment banking, won't be compensated based on a firm's investment banking business, won't be evaluated by investment banking personnel, won't sell or solicit investment banking business, and won't be permitted to communicate with investment banking personnel except in narrowly circumscribed and limited situations.
The settlement bans outright the widespread practice of spinning. In other words, investment banks can no longer dole out hot IPO shares to executives whose companies they do business with. The 10 firms have also agreed to pay almost $1 billion in fines, money that is to go in part to a restitution fund for investors. Citigroup will pay by far the biggest fine, $325 million. Citigroup is the parent company of Salomon Smith Barney, which has been implicated in some of the most highly publicized scandals. Jacob Zemanski, a lawyer who represents shareholders, says the total amount of fines that the firms will pay under the settlement is nothing but a slap on the wrist.
Investors have lost trillions of dollars. I talk to people every day that have lost their life savings, their retirement savings. That $1 billion, mostly it's going to the states and the federal treasury. But even if some of that goes back, it's not even a drop in the bucket, given the amount of losses and victims around the country.
The fines are only part of the money the firms will owe. They must also spend $450 million over 5 years to buy research reports about stocks from independent analysts and then make those reports available to their own investors. The settlement doesn't go as far as some critics had hoped. Regulators stopped short of demanding that the firms sever their ties to their research divisions altogether. Asked why, Spitzer said regulators had wanted to restore integrity to the markets without interrupting the process of capital formation that is so vital to the economy. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.